Hi everyone, it's Mind's Eye Podcast, and today we're going to talk about how going forward was a must be done and do. So, the last episode I talked about transitioning, and it wasn't anything what you thought of. It was transitioning from work life to being a stay-at-home mom, a military wife, and also being a homeschooling mom at a sudden pace of fast that I couldn't understand. I was literally thrown into it where I couldn't even understand why it would be like that because he literally died inside in a way unknown to get it done. You couldn't even get it done fast enough when my spouse went to work and said, "I am done with everything because I have to go on deployment." But then also said, "My wife is sick at home, septic," and couldn't get it done. So it really was a decision. When you actually look at it, and say, how could you be septic, Jen, but not be in the hospital? It just looked like a cold. It just looked like a cold. I swear I stopped breathing a couple times, but I was just sleeping. It just looked like a cold. And that is the argument of how I go forward. So when I sit there and I go forward, and as a nurse, and I understand that, and I would be so angry if it was my patient that I had to sit there and look at my coworkers and everything, and that I was too the product of everything that had come through, that I couldn't even understand why it would be like that to the highest degree of none, to where it ended up being a product of having it done. When I look at my three children and that the failure of policy and procedure to protocol actually made them like a bomb, an NUN, when they came home from school, that I couldn't even believe this came out of my son's mouth one day. Autistic. And excuse my language, explicit, that I was a fucking bitch that deserved to be executed. But then in an IEP meeting, I had to comply with someone on his team to say that he needed services to answer the telephone. But it was okay that my daughter was bullied up to suicidal at 9 years old. I couldn't even make this story up, all within 3 years while trying to keep up the pace of recovery of illness with being by myself as a deployed military wife, because somehow it stuck too with me of how getting it done sitting on the toilet in the latrine in the desert counted as a derogatory term of sexual dirgent of getting it done, that sitting on the toilet actually made him a prostitute also. Just like me stopping at the gas station to use the bathroom. So I have to say that this flip of a switch of this administration coming in, and I usually don't do politics in this podcast, is actually when I look at all the scenes of going in, it is you better make sure that it is a smooth transition. Because I couldn't even understand why a woman would have to go through that again to the highest degree of none. Because I'm looking at a nun in a picture form of having it done and saying, this is the worst goddamn effing feeling ever of how you have to sit there and say, yep, almost done. I'm almost done. That is when I worked at DOC. While they sit there and say, are you done? Yeah, I'm almost done. You can take a drift. But literally, when I sit here and say, no, I saw it, I heard it, I felt it, it's true. And then someone comes up to me and says, you're lying. That's right. Every day, by one point, my doctor said, you have to lay down every day at the same time because Gen Pack, you literally astral project on a clock timer to a millisecond. So what's the difference? The difference is that astral planing is that when you have an out-of-body experience, your soul leaves your body for a few seconds. When you astral project, you actually go into like a higher conscious state of like a psychic picking up on something. So when I say I actually lay down for rest, and my kids are okay with that because they started doing it too on measurement when we finally got the medical care that we needed. You couldn't understand how going forward would be almost the best thing sitting on the computer and saying, it's great to welcome you aboard. You couldn't understand at all that sitting and doing a podcast and doing psychic readings was a good thing. But then as I have homeschooling, it's okay for a school to be bonded unbeknownst to certain entities in the state and tell me that they have the right to hand out a general statute to me because I withdrew legally and lawfully my kids. So now that I have to keep them in a working employment, I decided to do apprenticeship. So I blend it, learning a little bit of law enforcement, which is what my family's background is. And a lot of that I grew up around law enforcement and military. So I already know about protocols. Not only being a visiting nurse, working in the city, I already know a protocol when a Crip blood comes up to me. I already know how to do penmanship for them because I saw it bone nosed. It was a lovely day walking in and still having to pick up equipment and saying to the supervisor, yes, she was being pimped out and there was nothing I could say. The patient. So, with that being said, how do you go forward? It is each day. So, when I actually started studying everything, of the gold and Nasara and Jasara and all of it to incorporate something because I was able-bodied. I could go back to work. I didn't qualify for anything. I couldn't get a doctor's note, but I'm unable to get my flu and COVID vaccine because it's contraindicated by my doctor. So I had to change my religion. So I said, well, I identify more with pagan Wiccan. I do no harm, but I also take no shit. Bound by a piece of paper, you have to be done at some point. And I know that I am not the only one per se suffering this, but let me tell you, I have regained my house back. My house was a safe place where you can come and rest. It may not be the prettiest after they did detriment because it was a roundup again in Connecticut. We controlled that well. that you couldn't even see it coming. So going forward is a day to day. It is grounding yourself in reality and being realistic. It is going forward and getting habits out of your children that you know are not of you. It is putting into your spouse and giving him the best that you can, even though you want to wring his friggin' neck because he did it again. And you said at the fourth time you would divorce his ass, but you keep going forward because when you actually look at them and say, you're right, we're on the same page and we're at each other's throat, that means it came in again. So when I actually sit there and I say, go forward and go forth, it is a pleasure to even see infantry if they come through on my road, a dirt road in what they call a hillbilly hick town, to get it done again. With that being said, that's all I have to say. Positivity comes most on a bay of a most of a lay, but I refuse to be the bay of the lay of the stay, to be a nay, because I will literally get my GAE, which is my munitions or my rounds, for free per constitutional law. That's all I have to say. Any questions or concerns or comments, feel free to email me at mindseye2112@outlook.com. I do have Telegram. I do have Signal. I do have Rumble. I have YouTube, and I am on tubepatriot.com. Have anything else to say, please give it forward and write through the email, and I will talk to you soon.